You are now listening to Ish Talk with Natalie.
Welcome back to Ish Talk with Natalie. I'm your host, Natalie, and this month is October. Halloween is literally at the end of this month. I am super excited, but I am most excited for seeing the costumes, seeing the scary movies, because I love to bake Halloween cookies and watch scary movies. That is just my favorite thing to do this month. And in celebration of the spooky month, in each episode, I'm going to be giving y'all the Halloween movie of the episode. And we're going to be doing a movie from Netflix and a movie, just in case you all don't have one or the other. And also, I'm going to be giving y'all a recipe. But the recipe is going to be on our social media. I am just going to be giving y'all the name of it each episode. Then you guys can go to social media in the bio and check out the recipe if you want to make it. And if you do make it, please post a picture and tag us so we can see. And you will be featured on the next episode of Ish Talk with Natalie. The main topic of this episode is adjusting to COVID. COVID has been taking the world by storm for this past year, and it has been just super big, and you know, has just created a big change throughout the world. Everything that we knew before COVID and everything that we've done, you know, it's changed, and we've had to make changes. But luckily, a lot of us have grown from it. And after being in quarantine and everybody being on lockdown, it really drove people to better themselves. It was depressing, but it was important to make the best out of it. A lot of people learn new traits and learn new skills while they were in quarantine. And others just picked up on their reading or doing things that they like to do, because that was most important, as well as keeping your health. You know, COVID is a very serious thing, and I'll be so happy when everything will be more regulated, because after a year of all this, it has been very challenging on people's mental health, people's physical health, and everything. So I know that it will be a long time before things really just get back to normal, if, you know, it does get back to normal like that. But the government is slowly trying to regulate it. So that is a good part about it. And it's just a changing time for everybody, because nobody really knows what to do. So we're just trying to take it step by step and help people along the way. It's just about protecting everybody, keeping everybody safe, keeping yourself safe and sane. You know, that's what's most important. I have not contracted COVID. Thank you. But COVID has really affected my life. Last year I started college, and it was just totally different. You know, everything that I learned that college was supposed to be like now was totally changed. I didn't get a chance to have social interactions with my professors, with faculty mentors, with nobody. unless it was through Zoom or through another online-based classroom. But it was very challenging. I had to learn how to just completely do stuff online in my room. I didn't really get out much because everything was shut down, but it was really hard for me. And being under the constant scare, like, you know, you can't go outside. If you do go outside, you know, you need to be careful because you never know, you know, who has what or if you have it and don't know. You know, it was just very scary. It was a scary time. And it still is a scary time. But it was very challenging as a freshman in college to now try to learn this new lifestyle, basically. It was very challenging, and it was just hard on a lot of people, because after my spring break of my senior year of high school, that's when COVID really got serious, like internationally serious. And I didn't get a chance to do a lot of things that senior high schoolers normally got a chance to do. Like, my graduation was different. We didn't have prom. We didn't have a lot of stuff. And I am thankful that we didn't, because anything could have happened at those events. And I was thankful that the government was taking it serious. It is unfortunate that I didn't get a chance to experience that, or the people who are in my grade class, they didn't get a chance to experience it, or they had to throw some type of modified event. And it was just very unfortunate for everybody. And my heart goes out to everyone who has had COVID-19, everyone who has lost somebody from COVID-19, because it's horrible. You know, I never in a million years thought that something like this would happen in my lifetime. But, you know, unfortunately it did. And now we just have to take what we have and learn to adjust ourselves to it. And until we can slowly reach normality. And that's what I've learned, you know, because it's been hard for a lot of people, but it just kind of is what it is. But it is very unfortunate. But I have grown as a person, because without that social interaction, I've learned to learn more about me. And that was most important, because with a decline in mental health during this time, it was very important to find something that you like to do and work on it. I found my love for communicating. It was hard because I am a communications major, so my whole major revolves around communicating with people. So I had to find new ways with communicating. I resumed my love for podcasting and creating content. So that's one thing that I built upon. And it is something new. This is my first podcast, but I'm learning and I'm living. And that is what matters. So I'm going to do everything in my power to make this the best podcast that you all could ever listen to, and have it to where if you're on the road, or even if you're in your room, you can always tune in and we can talk. And that's what I want it to be. I want it to be a safe space where we can just have discussions and you tell me and I get to learn from you. And then we can go back and forth, because that's what matters. All right, well, that was adjusting to COVID. Now we're going to move on into our Halloween movies and our recipe. Our first movie of the episode comes from Hulu, and it's Child's Play, the 2019 remake of the 1988 classic. And I love Child's Play. Growing up, every Halloween, you saw a Chucky. You saw somebody dressed up as Chucky. You saw the movies. Chucky was just a staple in Halloween. And I've watched all of the Child's Play movies. They're incredible, in my opinion. The classic ones are the scariest, but all of them have been very well made. And our second movie actually comes from Netflix, which is featuring right now, and it's The Ring. And so, basically, if y'all have ever crossed creepy, quote-unquote, cursed videos during YouTube's early age, or get those chain text messages that say, if you don't share this, or if you don't send this to 30 people, this movie comes from that. It basically revolves around that, and The Ring imagines a scenario where one videotape that has the power to doom all who watch it. So, this is a very good movie. I will probably be watching it tonight just because I love scary movies and I don't mind watching good scary movies multiple times. But I just love scary movies, and The Ring is an incredible movie. Our sweet treat of the episode is a poison apple cake. This cake is the perfect dessert when you're in the Halloween spirit, whether you're at a Halloween party, you're having a Halloween dinner, or if you just want something to make while you're watching a Halloween movie. This is an amazing dessert. It is playful enough for any party, but it's still elegant and minimalistic. This poison apple inspired cake will make sure everyone has a deadly good time. This cake is so pretty that you wouldn't even want to cut the cake. You would just want to look at it, take pictures of it, and just enjoy the Halloween spirit. If y'all make this cake or any dessert that we have featured this month, then please tag us on social media and you'll get featured in the next episode. And the same thing goes for if y'all decide to watch any of our featured movies, whether it's on Netflix or Hulu. Please tag us if you post it and let us know, and you will also get featured on the next episode. Well, that's the end of the episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I have high hopes for this podcast, and I can't wait to take y'all along on this journey with me. One quick thing before I let y'all go. Our social media pages are up. Our Facebook page is Ish Talk with Natalie Podcast. Our Twitter is Ish Talk with Nat. And our Instagram is coming soon. But until then, please go follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. And the recipe for the sweet treats will be on both of them. And I hope to see y'all soon. Thank you.